For more than 85 years, the West Virginia Capitol Building has housed the iconic crystal chandelier, illuminating the rotunda for generations of lawmakers and visitors who pass below, its presence a fixture in the State House. But now, it's coming down. It's not obvious, but the inner dome is actually a false ceiling suspended from cables, hanging between the main dome and the 4,000-pound chandelier below. Time and water damage has taken its toll over the years, corroding the wires that support the Capitol's inner dome, making it sag. John Myers is secretary to the Department of Administration.
Part of the problem we've had with the dome, water as it rains, does not necessarily stay on the outside of the dome. It does come into the interior part, but there are drains made to take that water away. Over a period of 60, 80, 100 years, it's those drains have deteriorated to the point that water is now leaking into the interior dome. So now you can see some of the paint starting to peel if you look up above us here. The plaster starting to fall away from the walls, so those things have to be repaired along with replacement of those drains that are back on the inside of the wall. In order to do that, we have to take the chandelier down. While it's down, we need to do some repairs to the chandelier itself. It needs to be refurbished and restored back to its original condition.
A company called AccuBright specializes in chandelier cleaning and restoration. They've been charged to care for the fixture until it can be returned to its home under the dome. Keith Campbell is the owner of AccuBright.
What we're doing here today and the next day is we're going to take off all the crystal panels, protect them, pack them up, take the framework apart. Then we're going to take the inside body where all the lights and the framework that holds the lights out. Then we're going to remove the column, take all those brass pieces out, take down the pipe. So now it's ready for people to put up the scaffolding and nothing will get damaged.
The crystal in the rotunda chandelier is known as Czechoslovakian crystal, a high-quality glass that's known for its brilliance, but also lead content. The base component in crystal is silica, the same as in regular glass, but crystal is partially composed of lead oxide. This gives it greater clarity and sparkle. The age and uniqueness of the rotunda chandelier's more than 10,000 pieces make repair and replacement almost impossible.
And many times we come in after something was set up, a ladder was put in or scaffolding, and someone's knocked the priceless chandelier and you just can't get parts for these type of fixtures anymore.
Once Campbell's team is done dismantling and packing up the chandelier, it will be transported to an undisclosed location where it will be examined, cleaned, rewired, and stored until its return in 2 years. Secretary Myers says the main rotunda will eventually be blocked off and scaffolding will be erected so that restoration can begin. So for now, the rotunda is dark, lit by only a few work lights and scattered beams of sunlight from the porticos above. Below, lawmakers pass underneath, occasionally glancing up into the void where the chandelier used to be. For the legislature today, I'm Liz McCormick in the Rotunda.